This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do mean that. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, it's about time some of us, you got to get more involved in your schools. You got to get more involved with what's going on in your community. No, with all sincerity. You know, I don't understand. I see some of the curriculum coming into the schools. I've been speaking to some moms as of late. And what you find out is they all say the same thing. You know, we thought everything was okay. We thought everything was just fine. And then we find out maybe not so much. And I get it. I get you can't be all over everything all the time. I can't. I try. So I need to get information from you. I need to understand what it is, you know, that you're doing, that you're looking for. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if you're going to approach a school board member, city council person, whatever, don't just approach them with your finger hanging out and yell at them. Explain to them what your aggravation is, what you're doing. And then turn around and give them what a perceived solution is for you. What you perceive to be a way to to fix it. That way they've got some ideas. I can't tell you how many times I've got an idea from somebody, from a parent, that no one ever talked about, whether it's the board as a whole or anybody else. Nobody ever really talked about it. So when you're getting ready to fight back and push back in your community and take your community back, be ready. Be ready to speak to the issues. Be informed on the issues. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to tell you not to open your mouth. I'd never tell you to do that. But I would tell you again, it's what I always say to you. It's a mantra that's making some of you crazy, and I get it. All right? But be ready to speak to it. Be informed about the issue of the day. San Francisco mayor is boycotting the Pride Parade. Now think about that. The San Francisco mayor is boycotting the Pride Parade. Mayor London Breed said that she would refuse to march in the city's annual June Pride Month, a parade, unless its organizers reverse a ban on uniformed police officers. Now, San Francisco Pride, the group that hosts the parade, first enacted the ban in 2020, but the following parade was canceled due to pandemic restrictions. So even though there's gay and lesbian police officers, they won't let them march because they have a uniform on. So it doesn't really, see, again, this is not, they don't want fairness. They don't want equity. They don't want equality or any of those words that they love to use. None of it means anything to them. No, it's their way or no way. Now, according to NBC News, the organizers stated the ban was in place due to the safety concerns for marginalized groups within the LGBT community. Safety concerns. And what's that? What? They might do something stupid to themselves because they're afraid of the police? Right? Now, I don't get that. Officers can only participate wearing department T-shirts instead of the uniforms. What's that all about? They're in uniform all day. Let other people see they're part of your community. One of the central planks of the movement for better policing is the demand that people who serve in uniform better represent the communities they are policing. We can't say we want more black officers or we want more LGBTQ officers and then treat those officers with disrespect when they actually step up. She's right. You're confused in the head. It's obvious when these are the kind of stances you're taking. The ban echoes those in Toronto and Vancouver, which came after local Black Lives Matter chapters raised concerns about racial injustice. So apparently a black cop in uniform reminds those around him that there's a... I don't even know. I can't get this stupid. Seriously, no joke. Can't get this stupid. Speaking of stupid, doing stupid stuff. So Biden takes executive action on police reform. In other words, he can't get it through Congress, so he's just going to write. He's going to write his own laws. He's going to do exactly what our founding fathers didn't want us to do. And he signed this order on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. Like this is going to fix something. Like this is going to make it better. The more executive actions that he takes that circumvents the Constitution, the more even those that are middle of the road Democrats, middle of the road Republicans, are going to look at some of these things and go, wait a minute, what's going to stop him? Is this where it's going to stop? Come back with a heavy conversation around, oh, God, monkeypox. Isn't that exciting? Be back in a few minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal wave protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal wave supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged. You got to be part of the solution. You know my favorite saying, right? Otherwise, you're nothing more than part of the problem. And I don't want you to be part of the problem. Take a listen. Back at it again. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm joined by Cheryl Chumley. And, you know, Biden's made a, I think, a deal with Satan, actually, at this point in time, with the World Health Organization. And when you think about what's happening out there, think about what the World Health Organization's already done to us. I don't trust, well, actually, I don't trust anything Chumley does. I mean, anything that Biden does anyway. But Cheryl's new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, Cheryl, it's a timely book, and I got to tell you, they're already well into doing this, aren't they?
They are. And what was really interesting to me is that the exact same day my book came out, May 3rd, Bill Gates' newest book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic, came out, which was an interesting coincidence. So I turned around and ordered the book, and I looked through it. I have it on my desk right now, looking right at it. And as I looked through it, I found that the very same things that he is recommending we need to do to prevent the next pandemic, if you can prevent such a thing, are the very same things that I warned that the left is going to do in lockdown. So we're already hurtling on our way toward the next sort of lockdown event.
Well, the next lockdown is going to be the monkeypox lockdown, is it not? And then after that, we'll have the giraffe pox, and then I'm sure, you know, the pig pox or something. They're not going to stop with this because they have figured out, they saw that they're actually able to get us to bow the knee to them, didn't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. It almost felt like a test that was taking place in America over the last couple of years. And certainly not everybody was involved with administering that test, right? A lot of people actually took actions because they thought it was for the good of the people and so forth. But it seemed like there was this kind of secret behind-scenes force that was turning up the pressure here and releasing a little pressure there and turning the knob to the right here. And to me, the ultimate sign of the government's power in America was when the government got the churches to close on demand. That, to me, was just a 12-hour clanging gong for the freedoms of America.
Oh, totally agree with you. And again, people walking around and professing, well, running into her for a little bit of time, I'm just doing it to make sure my neighbors stay safe, and that kind of stuff. I'll tell you, as a trustee on a fairly large school district here in California, as I visit the schools, the masks are no longer mandated here in California in the schools. But yet, as I walk the campus, 80% of those kids are still wearing masks. And when you pull them aside, you ask them, they will tell you, they want to keep their teachers safe. They want to keep their parents safe, and so they've been conditioned over 2 years to think that those masks are actually protecting them, when you and I both know they're not.
And that's the big peril. That touches on the theme of not only lockdown, but the theme in America that we all need to be in tune with and sensitive to taking place right now. The idea that we're losing our individualism and moving toward a more collectivist type nation is very real. Because if you look back before the pandemic, everything we did for the most part in America, speaking of health issues, was done to protect ourselves and our family. It was individual choice, individual decision making. If your kid was sick, you kept your kid home from school. If you didn't feel well, maybe you went out and got a flu shot. Maybe you didn't, but it was your decision. After the pandemic hit, after Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx had their way with policy, what came was Americans doing things that they may have known didn't make sense, they may have known didn't protect anyone, but they went along to get along. They went along because somebody in the street walking by them may feel better because they are wearing a face mask, or they got a vaccine, or they social distance. And so this is kind of the shift in mindset in America, a nation of individuals where rights come from God, government only there to protect those rights, to a nation where we do things for the good of the collective, with government telling us what we need to do.
Yeah, they're like our overseers. You know, I often say on my show that these guys tend to think themselves as the new gods of Mount Olympus. When you look at what they say and how they roll themselves out, you know, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden, and the rest of them. And I believe, and I think you do too, that they're not the ones making all the decisions. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't even see, and this is part of that whole globalist movement to make sure we all move as one, and that is extremely dangerous, is it not?
It is. And, you know, ultimately what they do want is the worship of the people, right? This
Yep.
is the ultimate end game of the left. It's ultimate power, but it's the removal of God, because they're not just fighting against individualism. They're not just fighting for the good of people. They're not even just fighting against America and the whole concept of American exceptionalism with all its freedoms and glorious liberties and so forth. Ultimately, they're fighting against God, because this is a real demonic force that is out there. And it's not just stealing American liberties. It's stealing our belief in God, or it's trying to steal our belief in God and set up government as the God.
Yeah, and I have to say this. It's interesting how the far left only finds the word God, or only can put those letters together, when it suits their needs. They don't even believe it. You know, with Biden's speech yesterday, a short speech after the shooting, all of a sudden he cares about what God thinks and what God, you know, what's going on with God. And I don't know who found the scripture for him, because I'm sure he didn't find it himself. So just amazing to me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like when Nancy Pelosi was talking about when she wanted to open the borders a couple years ago, as she does now, but we had an issue with a couple years ago when Donald Trump was president over border control, and she was talking about all these MS-13 gang members being children of God, and, you know, what does she know?
No, it's great. It is great. Yeah. Like I said, they do. They can find a scripture. They can find something about God and use it to their advantage. And I just find it's really sick, frankly, from my point of view. And this thing with I know we're going a little off topic here, but this thing where the Archbishop has told Nancy, no, you can't have communion. And I got into it with somebody yesterday about this thing. Here's the deal. It's not a matter of her saying, you know, I'm not going to force my beliefs on somebody else, so I'm going to vote okay on abortion. She is actively out there pushing for abortion rights at any point, any time. That doesn't fit. Well, it doesn't fit my scripture anyway, and I'm believing it doesn't fit hers as well. So we're going to go for a quick break. Let's touch about that a little bit more when we come back on the other side. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming up. You know, I got to tell you something. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with her today. And there's so much more to this that you're going to catch inside the break. So heat up your drink, cool down your drink, whatever kind of drink you got, and come on back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Lawmakers in both parties are beginning talks on gun legislation with red flag laws on the forefront. This comes one day after a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax curtailing gun ownership would not have stopped Tuesday's massacre.
We already have laws against killing people, and this guy apparently didn't care what the law was. Having a gun law that told him not to have a gun would have stopped any of this.
Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick will head to a recount. The narrow margin between the two candidates triggered a mandatory recount under Pennsylvania law. Counties in Pennsylvania must begin recounting ballots by no later than June 1st. They must finish their recounts by June 7th at noon. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the only way that we're going to win. It's the only way you're going to make a change. It's the only way you're going to make anything happen whatsoever. Seriously. We're back at it again. I've got Cheryl Chumley with me on the line and having a good conversation here with her. Her new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And, you know, it is a socialist plan. Biggest part of that for me, anyway, not according to the book, is when you take God out of the picture, what else do you have? When you get away from the true creator, you have nothing left. And that's just it. And, you know, Cheryl, thanks for joining me. And as we were talking about in the last segment, it's really interesting, again, how Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and what have you here, quote-unquote, devout Catholics, and yet they don't just say they're not going to get in the way of somebody having an abortion. They're actually out there pushing it. They're actually out there encouraging it for certain groups. Do you agree?
Yeah. It strikes me as very anti-biblical. You know, I don't know of any religion that's based on God where you can get by with actively campaigning to kill babies, which in my view is basically what abortion is. You're taking life.
Well, you're right.
And there's a distinct difference between being a politician and genuinely wanting to do the thing that your constituents voted you into office to do, right? I can see how in some political circles that your representation may include constituents that they want abortion to stay legal. And I can see as a politician perhaps agonizing over that distinction, over that decision, but I can't see actively promoting abortion and actively pushing for abortion up until the 9th month, or depending on what state you live in, like Virginia, even beyond the 9th month.
Oh, yeah. And here in California, the new bill that's sitting there at SB 2223 would allow the mother to allow the baby to die, I think it's up to 28 days after the baby's born. And you can't go after the mom or anybody who helps her.
Yeah, I don't know. It, you know, in normal views, that's called murder, but I don't know.
But it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. You have a human being with a heartbeat, two arms, two legs, right? 10 fingers, 10 toes, a brain that's functioning, and you're sitting there trying to decide whether you're willing to take care of this baby for the next 18 years or whatever. It's like, when did adoption become the swear word of the day?
Yeah, at that point, adoption would seem easy, right? I mean, there are so many women out there who are screaming to adopt babies, and I don't mean screaming in a negative way. I mean they're
right.
They're genuinely searching and desperate to have babies, and they can't, so they're looking to adopt, and the adoption process is just filled with bureaucracy and red tape, and so it just seems to me that would be natural to, if a baby's born in what the leftists would term a botched abortion, then you take that life and you give to a woman who wants to raise a baby, but
right.
Even that's too much to ask for, it seems.
I'm gonna move on to your book, Socialists Don't Sleep. And the part that caught my eye here, it's something, I know you don't know me well, it's the first time we've talked, but it's something I've been screaming about for over a decade, where Christians must rise up. All right, and mm-hmm. And when I say that, people get all nuts. I'm not talking about with pitchforks and all that other stuff. Christians need to stand up for what they believe. They need to stand up for biblical principle. You're not pushing yourself on anybody. Go back and look what our founding fathers wrote. Look at what they believed in. Look at what they were looking for. And how can you call yourself a Christian when you? And I'm just going to put it out there. When you vote for a guy like Joe Biden, who's good with abortion right up to the time of birth, if you would, I don't understand this. What happened to us?
Yeah, or worse, you don't even vote. You don't even involve yourself in the political system because you live in this world but not of this world, as the Bible commands. And so you take that to mean that all you have to do is go to church and hunker with your church community and let the secular world have at it. Well, it's that type of thinking that has led America to where America stands at perilous times right now. I think, and I wrote about this in Socialists Don't Sleep, and I'm glad you brought that book up because I think it's a really important point to save America. If we're a country that was founded on a quest for religious freedom, which we were, that's historical truth,
right.
And we were founded on a belief where our individual rights come from God, and government's only there in a subservient role to protect those rights, which again is historical truth, then it becomes incumbent on those who know God to keep God alive and well in the public arena. Because if you allow God to disappear from the public square like we have, then that leaves this giant void for big, bigger, biggest government to come in, which is where we're at now. And government is going to bring all its boot-stomping force and evil with it, which, again, is where we're at now. So in order to turn back the time to an America that was based in a properly moral compass direction, we need Christians to get out of the church, go to church, but step out of the church and step into the secular world and get involved as well.
Get off your knees. I mean,
I
get it. We have to pray. You've got to, as a Christian, you got to spend your time in prayer. But God calls us to go do things. We've got to get up and we have to go do things. And some of the conversations, I'll put it that way, spirited conversations, I've been having with some of my Christian friends that are posting all these scripture online. I go, where have you been? Have you been to school board meetings? Have you opened your voice? Are you electing people that don't share, your ballot designation or your ballot book, if you would, should be the Bible. And if you're a Christian and you're not basing who you're voting for on biblical principle, then I got to question what you really believe. Am I too harsh?
Yep. No, not at all. That's what's needed. More viewpoints like that. And, in a country where our government and society and culture is based on Judeo-Christian principles, it has to be those who understand Judeo-Christian principles that are involved, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's common sense. And there's another thing that I've seen in the church community that I didn't write so much about in Socialists Don't Sleep, but is a concern as well. There are too many women in the Christian community who are cowed into silence because they take biblical truths about their roles, right, in marriage and in family, but take it to mean that they're not supposed to have a voice, a strong voice, or any voice for that matter at all, in secular things. And we need women. We need moms and mothers and wives getting involved in politics and fighting things like abortion, for crying out loud, because there's no more powerful pushback on abortion than from women.
You know, it's in here in California, a 12-year-old girl. Now, just remember this, that our government here in California, there's a mega, voting block there in Sacramento. Okay, so they've got more than 2/3 of the vote, and yet consistently we get people in office up there. A 12-year-old girl can get an abortion, be taken for an abortion by school staff, be brought back to school, and the parents never know about it. They're not told about it. They don't have to be told about it. And when you think about that, about how much power the government has, and these people know this, they hear this, and yet they still vote for these people. It is mind-blowing for me.
And yeah, it's mind-blowing, and it's sad. And I mean, you can't say that enough, that this is why America is standing where America is standing right now. It's time for people to fight a little bit harder.
You know, I wish that our friends that love to quote scripture would come up. You know, my favorite one is in Exodus, where it says we're supposed to select from all the people able men, such as fear God, you know, love God, men of truth, men who hate covetousness, and place them to be rulers over ourselves. I always joke and say, heathens are not going to vote for godly men and women to rule over us. So it's up to us to make sure that we've got the right people in place that truly care about our kids, about us, about our freedom, so we can go on our daily life and the freedom and liberty that God gave us. So I agree with you.
Yeah, that's the biggest fight facing America right now, the fight to recapture God-given liberties. And the way to do that is by activating and awakening the church community, rising up the Christians in America who aren't afraid to say, hey, this nation was founded on Christian principles. We don't have to stand down. It's the socialists and even the progressives who are the ones who are radical and trying to turn this nation into something that it was never meant to be.
No, I totally agree with you, and we truly need to rise up. We truly need to take it back, and we got to go for a quick break because I think you believe in capitalism, so do I. I got to make some money here. Back in a few minutes, folks. Don't go far.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Are you ready for the fight? Is this coming up? No, no, really. They're not going to let you get away with this. This gun thing for the Democrats has absolutely nothing to do, absolutely nothing, with mental health. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, let's get back at it. We're back at it again. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. Remember, if you head up to the website, joemessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll that's there. You can sign up for the email blasts. Okay, I'm not really good about sending them out every week. I don't inundate you with emails. I don't like to be inundated with emails, so I don't do it to you either. And there's also a great little button up on the website called a donation button. Since social media has kept us from making money online, you know, give up an expensive cup of coffee at that place that hates your guts and doesn't really agree with any of your principles, and send it our way. We could do a lot more with it. Do appreciate your time with me. Cheryl Chumley joins me. Her new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And Cheryl, I'm enjoying the conversation because I don't get to speak often about Christian principles when it comes to government, because a lot of people believe it or not, and you know this already, a lot of Christians believe there's a such thing as separation of church and state. And I always say the same thing. Where? Find that for me. Because it doesn't exist, does it?
No. Read the Constitution, which you should be reading it to your kids or reading it once a year anyway on Constitution Day. It's a very short document, really. It takes maybe 20 minutes to read the entire Constitution, and it's only when the lawyers get involved and the politicians that it starts getting longer. But the Constitution itself is pretty short and clear, and no, there is no separation of church and state. And founding fathers would have abhorred the idea of removing God and removing all references to God from the public arena, because that's where they drew most of their moral basis for, forming this Democrat Republic that we have.
Oh, I agree with you, but you've got pastors in a pulpit, and I tell people this all the time. If you go back and look at your history, in the early days, it was the pastors that were fighting for the freedom and independence of their local areas. So that, you know, they preach for two hours. Oh my God, don't you kids sit still for 30 minutes today? But they would preach for 2 hours. They would eat, and then the men would go out and fight, and they would fight to protect, the independence of their area, their community. And you can't get these pastors to even talk about what their role is in government. You can't get these pastors to even talk about you're taking your rightful place as leaders in the community. Why shouldn't we be leaders in the community? Why shouldn't more Christians be on school boards and I'd even say water boards and city councils? Because they don't know what their role is. They don't know what they've been called to do, and they don't want to offend anybody. But the other side doesn't care, do they?
Yeah, that's the big issue. They don't want to offend. And you know what? There's way too much fake politeness going on in society right now. What we need are some people not afraid to offend the other side, because really the socialists are offensive as anything to me, because they pretend to take an oath of office based on the Constitution, the very Constitution that they then set out and destroyed. Socialists have no right serving in political office in America, in my opinion, because you can't serve socialism and the Constitution at the same time. And I like how you bring up the role of the clergy in the founding of America, the Black Robe Regiment, right?
Yep.
They were fierce warriors, first in the pew and then on the battlefield. And today it seems like we have too many churches who are worried about losing their IRS exemptions, so they don't want to talk anything political with their congregation because they're worried about offending their congregation, and they're worried about losing their IRS exemption. And that just can't stand in America, not in a nation built on churches and built on Judeo-Christian principles.
You know, it's funny. I say to some of the pastors I get to talk with, who's your sufficiency? Is it the government or God? Why do you care about a 501c3 exemption? If you guys have got a great attorney, yeah, you're probably going to, great CPA or tax accountant, you're going to pay a few bucks in taxes. So what? The congregation gets a few more bucks, and you could say whatever you already can, but you wouldn't be afraid to say whatever you darn well please, but I think they don't want it. I think they don't want that responsibility on their shoulders. That's my personal opinion. And I deal with a lot of pastors in my area because of a prayer breakfast I'm part of. And it's amazing how many of them operate out of fear. And I think they should be moved along. I think we should have pastors that are strong in God's word and strong in understanding the Constitution. Are you familiar with the Patriot Academy?
It sounds familiar,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
Rick Reed and I are good friends.
Yes,
yeah.
I am. Yeah,
right. So,
yeah, I know him.
So I took the Constitutional Coach class a couple of years ago, and I've been teaching biblical citizenship through that class. I am floored, and again, if, if you've taken the class with me and you're listening to me, I'm not taking a swipe at you, but I am floored at, first of all, what I didn't know, what I really didn't know the depth behind, but the fact that our Christian brothers and sisters don't know what their role is, that they didn't know or understand how godly some of our founding fathers were, how Christian some of our founding fathers were. We are losing because we're ignorant. And even the Bible says, you know, people are wax feeble because of their fear, because of their ignorance.
Yeah, and it's funny because the left always likes to paint the founding fathers as secularists, as humanists, part of the enlightened type thinking, that they say there were very few Christians. Well, even the ones that they point to as being atheists are still a lot more believing in God than the atheists of today, because they all recognize the Bible, and they all recognize when they signed the Declaration of Independence that rights come from a creator. So if you're a card-carrying atheist who hates the idea of being subject to a higher authority, why would you sign a declaration that made you beholden to the creator, rights as they come from a creator? And so that, you know, there's so many truths about the founding of America that not just the younger generation, but as you point out, the adults, the older generation has forgotten, or they're not being taught. And those are the things that really keep America exceptional. It is the concept of God-given rights that makes America different from all other nations, and it keeps our liberties intact.
You know, I was talking to you, I'm from Boston and originally, and especially in New England and Boston, New York, and so forth. I said, remember when I was a kid, whether you believed in them or not, when you saw nuns walking down the road or a priest or what have you, obviously in the garb, there was a respect there for somebody who was giving their lives to something greater than themselves. And, you know, you'd say hello or get out of the way or whatever. Now they're ridiculed. Now we're ridiculed for believing in God. And I recently spoke to a bunch of young kids, future Christian athletes, and they were feeling like they couldn't live out their faith because of how ridiculed they are and making the other people feel bad. And I said, they have no problem making you feel bad. And you truly have to explore your faith again, because Jesus wasn't worried about what they thought about him. He was more concerned about putting the truth out there to the point of death. What are you afraid of? And that's what we've done to our kids.
It's funny you say you're from Boston. I'm from Massachusetts as well, Duxbury. I don't know if you.
No. Wait a minute. See, I'm gonna have that Boston argue with me. No, I grew up in the North End. I grew up in Boston. So.
Well, when I was growing up, I was raised atheist, basically. And for years I was atheist and then agnostic, which is another way of saying atheist. But when I was growing up in school, we had a moment of silence, and we also had moments of prayer. And, you know, I thought it was stupid. I didn't believe. But I didn't sit there and condemn people or petition the school and threaten lawsuits because they had moments of silence and moments of prayer. Because if I didn't believe in it, what difference does it make to me? And you're right. We've lost that. Now it's, instead of just being tolerant, it's turned into attacks. And we just can't, as Christians, we can't allow the left to attack us out of standing strong for biblical principles. Because first off, as Christians, we know that's the number one mission in life, right? To stand strong for God.
Yep.
So you can't just bow down to the left. And second off, we're in the right on historical truths. It's what this nation was based upon.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know where these people are. Are they not studying? Have we done? You know, I mean, this is another hour here, but I mean, we've dumbed down education to the point where people don't know what their rights are. We've dumbed it down to where they don't know what they can speak up for. I mean, think about it. Even in the 70s, we got more basic history and government information than our kids are getting today. They don't even know what the three branches of government are or what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's purposeful. In Socialists Don't Sleep, I track how the Democratic Socialists of America have purposely infiltrated America's public school system and recruited adults to go into teaching positions and administrative positions in the school systems because, A, they're great jobs. They can't get fired. And, B, they have an opportunity to influence the next generation of leaders in America in the socialist way. So that's a purposeful strategy of the left.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Cheryl, tell people where they can get your book and pick up your show and that kind of thing.
Thank you. Well, you can get Lockdown anywhere that books are sold, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or go to my website, CherylChumley.com. You can find my work at Washington Times and subscribe to my newsletter and Bold and Blunt podcast there as well.
Bold and Blunt, I like that, and I believe that to be true. All right, well, it's been a pleasure having you on, people. You got me the next hour all by my onesies, and boy, are you in trouble. Be back in a few minutes. All right,